Dr. Yuri Anderson, Anderson Eye Care, talking about the eye every month. Good morning to you, Dr. Anderson.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yeah, a couple twins just turned 100 years young.
Tremendous.
So
we have one-year-old twins, grandchildren.
Wait, oh, one-year-old?
Yeah, so they've got 99 to go. Well, they probably won't be around then, but.
Well, never say never,
no.
But I guess start them on the right path. I did ask these twins what was their secret to success, so you'll have to listen into that. It wasn't drinking tiki drinks, but
no.
Dr. Anderson.
Coffee.
I don't know. They say that coffee is kind of good for us. Cheers, my friend. Dr. Anderson, let's talk about eyeglasses. You see these, I don't want to get weird with the money thing, but you do see these specials, two pairs for $59, and then I'll go to another eyeglass facility, and I'll be asked to pay $700. So I guess our topic, thanks to you, is why the difference, eh?
A lot of reasons for that. You know, advertising throws it out there, but
My blunt question is, aren't all frames for glasses made by a few manufacturers and essentially the same?
Absolutely not. I mean, it's not like washers and dryers. Some of the, you know, washing machines are made by one company and they've got four different labels on them.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same with glasses. It's like a Yugo car. Remember the old Yugos?
Yeah.
Or a Mercedes. Made very differently. Mm-hmm. They both drive and get you there. But like plastic frames, there's plastic and metal frames pretty much. And plastic frames can cost, some of the very cheap ones can cost pennies to make. And very, very inexpensive plastic. They can't be heated. They can't be adjusted. And they'll break. They can break in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Where you put them on, they might look somewhat good at first.
Yes.
And the first time you take them off and put them down and put a little pressure on them, they break. Quality polymers,
mm-hmm.
quality plastics you'll see in a frame will have a metal reinforcement through the temple, the part that goes over your ear. So if you look and you don't see any metal in there, you might say, wow, that's a pretty cheap frame. So on a plastic frame, there should be a metal reinforcement that runs through there. And so they can be molded to your ears, so they can be heated.
Mm-hmm.
A very cheap plastic you can't even heat, and it won't bend, and you need them bent on your head so that they fit. Sometimes you can look at people that are wearing glasses and you can tell that they're very inexpensive, cheap, because they don't fit. They stick funny, they look funny, and they may not fit on your nose right. They won't keep their shape. So huge difference in the quality of the plastic.
So let's talk about metal frames. Wouldn't they all be titanium here?
Well, we hear titanium. You know why these frames are titanium? No. Most frames are actually a nickel alloy, and the average price ones, titanium, are more expensive because it is titanium. Most of the ones that are advertised as titanium have maybe 10% titanium in them. Less expensive. Then there's some frames that are titanium that might have 99%. So you could go from paying $30 for a frame to $350, $400 for a frame. That's all the titanium, but the $400 frame is a great value because you might have that for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't corrode. It doesn't bend out of shape. Once it's in shape, it stays that way. So if you have a pair of glasses for 10 years
mm-hmm.
and just change the lenses when you need that, you're probably getting a better value, though you spent a lot more money up front.
Yep.
It's back to that Mercedes that you hopefully is going to last a while.
Yeah. How about the name brands? Any difference in quality here?
Yeah, definitely. Some of the name brands are very, very cheap. I remember, I don't see much anymore, Sophia Loren. Name, kind of cute looking, but quality wasn't great. You look at some of the name brands now, Oakley's,
mm-hmm.
Ray-Bans, Jones New York, Kate Spade, Marc Jacobs, are kind of brands that you see that are very well made, well designed, but good quality frames. And they're made with better quality plastics, and the companies stand behind them well.
What about me telling which frames are better quality? How do I, you know, if I'm getting pressured to make a purchase, what's my
one way is to ask about the guarantee. You know, if they've got a good guarantee on that frame, then they're going to be a better quality. You know, frames in our office all have a 2-year warranty,
mm-hmm.
so Boy, you put them in your pocket or you put them in your purse and you sat on them or you fell in the
frame.
So
you would cover that, huh?
It's covered, right. We send it back to the manufacturer. They send us a new one. So a two-year warranty. They're not going to give you a two-year warranty on a crummy pair of frames. And the companies stand behind it. The only thing they don't guarantee against is dog bites.
Oh, I think I've been there.
Yeah. So if the dog chews,
like when
they chew
on it.
Right, and they're attracted to the smell in the plastic.
Really?
Dogs and cats, the acetate, and they'll be attracted to it and chew on it. And frame companies don't warranty against chewing. I've seen a whole pair of glasses chewed up by a dog, and they just, so keep the teeth marks off and you're okay.
Keep the glasses away from the dogs. It's
right.
Often
it's cheaper
we,
to give them dog food.
Humans are the culprits on that. Let's turn our focus to lenses, if you would. What's the difference?
Well, focus is a good word for lenses, Shelley. optics. You know, the optics through a lens. We might take this lens here that I'm holding my glasses, and you measure the prescription through there, and it was prescribed as a -1, and it measures a -1. But as you move through it, you see waves and distortions. Lenses are rated as opposed to the number of distortions that are in there or free of distortion. And there's a giant difference in quality. It's like looking through a plexiglass window versus a glass window, the difference in crispness. So you might have the right power there, but the optics are poor. So obviously a better optic lens raises the cost more. There's such a thing as aspheric lenses when you have higher prescriptions. You know, when you move your head, when you put your glasses on and you move your head and you feel kind of a swimming motion, that'll happen more with a less expensive lens. Aspheric lens, it eliminates the peripheral aberrations, distortions. You have sharper peripheral vision. There's now something called wavefront technology that even makes the lens crisper and sharper. Thinner lens materials, polycarbonate high index lenses makes them thinner. Also, the quality of what that polymer is determines how many aberrations are there. So there's a giant range in quality difference and cost difference in lenses. It's like your running shoes.
Oh,
you know, you have good running shoes, you're going to spend a certain amount of money. You can buy running shoes for $5 somewhere. They're not going to do a lot because they're not going to give you the support. So there's just a giant difference in quality. Even though that lens may measure as a -1, it's different looking through it depending on the quality of the optics.
Dr. Gary Anderson, again, Anderson Eye Care, with us all about the eye, talking eyeglasses. What about bifocals? There's a big price range here, right?
A huge price range difference. You might have a simple lined bifocal, a flat top bifocal that our grandparents used to wear. I used to see that.
Yeah.
You don't see them a lot anymore. That's basically a two focus lens, a bifocal, one for distance, the top, and then the reading part. Then you have progressive lenses, blended, invisible, progressive, that go from the distance and progresses down in small steps to the full reading power.
Mm-hmm.
Like what I'll break HIPAA rules. No, that's what you wear in your progressive lenses, and I wear. So once you get past that age of 45, but they're very complex to manufacture. That's like an automatic transmission. There's actually 12 different powers in there, so there's a lot to it. And there's many different brands of the progressive lenses. There's over 70 manufacturers of progressives, so there's all different types. It's back to like buying running shoes. You can buy all these different qualities of them, so the price varies with all of that.
I need new running shoes, so thanks for that reminder. What about lens tints and coatings? What's the difference here?
Gosh, another whole cache of options. You know, tints, anti-reflection coatings, scratch coatings. Somebody may say, I've got a scratch coating on my lens, but there's not a warranty. A good scratch coating is going to have a two-year warranty, and that reduces scratches on a plastic lens. You know, if you have a warranted pair and you dropped it and hit the concrete or something, it'll be replaced if it's a good two-year warranty. Anti-reflection coatings, when a light hits a lens, 8% of the light is reflected off the surfaces. Anti-reflection coats reduce that, so more light comes through the lens. So nighttime driving, you don't get as much glare around headlights and taillights, and more light comes through the lens into your eye. They also absorb good anti-reflection coatings also absorb ultraviolet light. So even in a clear lens, it'll protect you when you walk out on a bright day like today and there's sunlight coming through the clouds.
What about sunglasses? What's the difference here then? We've talked about this.
Absorption again, absorbing ultraviolet and A and B, the harmful rays. Cheap sunglasses aren't going to have a good absorptive tint. $20 ones might have a nice dark color, but don't absorb UV. Transition lens, ones that darken in the sun, give you a little bit of protection there, but they also absorb 100% of ultraviolet. Polarized lenses help with glare. Take off the good off glare, and there's a difference in quality of polarization. Poor polarization, things look wavy because it's a laminated lens. You know, you wonder why you put on a pair of $300 Maui Jims and things look spectacular, and you put on a pair of $20 and they don't look as spectacular. Well, the Maui Jims are a seven-layer lens with all the absorption and everything, and once you have a pair of those, you don't go back.
Yeah. Lastly, how do I make a decision with all these options?
Well, the person fitting your glasses should be a qualified optician or optometrist, not somebody who just walked in off the street and they gave the job to. So you want somebody that's had some training and maybe even certification. They should give you recommendations and tell you why, be able to tell you why we're recommending this. This coating, this lens, this option, this frame, the benefit of it. You may not need that titanium $400 frame. A $100 nickel alloy frame may be good enough for what you're using it for because you might just be wearing them for reading. So they should be able to tell that. And also the proper measurement of the frame, fitting on your face to fit the right shape to your face and fitting your nose and your ears properly also to fit the proper attributes of the lens in there, to line up the pupils in the right spot and to fit all that stuff. You really can't stick your face in a computer and have that done. You really need that to be done by a live person.
Yes. See, there's still reasons for the live opportunity. Okay, cool. Where do we find out more information about this and more?
Any questions? The office the number is 459-7380, and the website is www.andersoneye.com, ANDERSONEYE.com. And we better fix those glasses.
I got my Ray-Bans here. No, they're not broken. They just need to be pushed back in. But that's what we will work on after this feature. Dr. Anderson, thank you very much. Anderson Eye Care are all about the eye.